Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matthew Ferry, along with Christian and Patrick. As always, this is Bumping the Night Paranormal Radio, episode 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never thought we'd make it to episode 6.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, Christian, do you want to give us a rundown on the topics that we were talking about this week?
Sure. This evening, we are going to be talking about...
Don't do the accents.
Mermaids.
Don't do the accents.
Also going to be talking about Area 51.
Uh-huh.
And we might touch base on Nikolai Tesla.
Might touch base. The man... I'll save it for later, because there's only a few things.
Only because, obviously, we didn't find too much paranormal with him.
Other than he supposedly tried to use radio waves to talk to the dead, which I think has been debunked. That wasn't true. There's a lot of mysticism about the man.
Where do you want to start?
I guess we'll start with Nikola Tesla. We're already starting on it. So, you didn't find anything at all that was paranormal with Nikola Tesla, right?
I did not. Not really. I found that he was born on July 10th, 1856, and died on January 7th, 1943.
Or did he? There's a belief that he... it's a small belief. There's people out there that believe that he's a... I believe it. Jokingly, I believe it. I can't really say for sure it's true. I think he was a time traveler. If you look at things, like, there's certain things about him. Never, supposedly never had kids, never married. Love of his life was a pigeon, which is kind of strange as it was. We still can't mimic most of his technology. He supposedly created a death ray. He called it the peace ray, which is funny.
He invented the AC current.
Yeah, he created a free form of electricity that eventually Edison lied about and took from him and screwed him over and started making money off of the alternate current. Alternative
DC current.
Also created the
DC current.
Also created
AC?
The wonder
DC. Tesla did AC.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Tesla was
Edison
AC.
DC.
Edison was DC. Direct current is what we use now, which is how they charge you money for it because they can. Back then, or if we had gone with AC, we would be running on free electricity like Wi-Fi.
What? Oh, my
God. Too bad.
And you did find something about a cool tower.
Yeah, he created a tower called the Wardenclyffe Tower. It was basically a wireless transmission station designed to communicate telephonically and fax messages to England. One test is said to have occurred at the facility in July of 1903. Equipment from the tower was confiscated in 1917, and the tower was leveled to make room for an industrial cleanup facility with a statue of Tesla. So it's basically like, okay, so you did this extraordinary thing, and we're just gonna like get rid of it. But hey, we'll have a statue to commemorate your achievement, because you know that's cool, I guess. But his main goal of the tower was to create and distribute free electricity to the world.
Yeah, well, he wanted to better mankind, which also made me feel like he was a time traveler. Like I said, he had supposedly made a death ray, which he called the peace ray, and it supposedly used it and had tested it, but there's no proof of him actually doing it. The only occurrence that actually proves that he had any sort of test run on it is that there's some people that believe he might have called the Tunguska explosion, which somehow these trees... This, like, whole forest area was just, like, demolished. Just the trees were flattened. There's no reason for... And people in that area claimed to see lights and stuff like that. The investigation for it I think it was, like, anybody that did an expedition on it wasn't allowed until, like, 4 or 5 years later. So nobody really knows. But if this is the case, that means he created a death ray, and it actually worked. That's scary. He also supposedly created an earthquake machine. So the guy had, like, what to me seemed like borderline supervillain... tendencies, but was a super genius.
Yeah, the earthquake machine, I believe I added in that one episode that I can't remember which, but I added the thing,
well,
the picture of it.
Nikola Tesla is said to have phobias of pearls, overweight women, and earrings, which was like kind of weird. And being that he like rarely slept for more than like 2 hours a day, his overly active mind is said to have been the cause of his insomnia, and he was a germaphobe and suffered from OCD, and that kept him strictly organized when it came to his work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, staying up late, long hours.
And I guess that the paranormal, some people think that the paranormal item, that's or the paranormal investigative tool, called Spirit Box, is based on some of Tesla's designs and, you know, scientific inventions. People believe that he tried to talk to the dead with radio waves. Don't know if it's true. Don't think it's true. I mean, the guy was eccentric. He was really crazy near the end of his life. But I kind of think he's a time traveler. Like, he got stuck in our time period. Or what if that death ray that he created in the future was why he's back in the past? Now he's trying to, you know, find a way to make it work right without killing everybody, because it was supposed to be a peace ray.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe he just got lost here. Yeah. As they believe that, you know, people believe that time travel is backwards, or possibly you can do it backwards but not forwards. So if that's the case, maybe that's what happened. He just got stuck in the 1800s and was like, I gotta find a way home, and I gotta find a way to fix what I did.
Yeah. What do you think? We can't go back. We can't go forwards.
I don't know. They just probably haven't figured out a way to do so. Other than that, the future is not technically tangible. It doesn't exist yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't go to the future because we haven't made those decisions and stuff. So
yeah,
the string theory thing doesn't work with that. But backwards, the string theory thing does work. You can go back because it's already happened.
You can change
things. But it's just going to... What they think is that if you offset something by going back in time, like if I went back in time as me... to tell myself in the past, be like, vote on this horse, or like play these numbers, or you know, like they do in Back to the Future 2.
Mm-hmm.
If I could come back to the future in my present time, I would be rich. That dimension's version of me would be rich, because I've changed that version. I've caused it to branch off into another version.
Which also ties into the fact that every reaction has an equal
exactly.
opposite reaction.
But Nikola Tesla was a super genius, and I think he was way ahead of his time. If anybody knows any more paranormal stuff with him, I was given a little packet of papers that talked about, you know, him using the radio signals and stuff like that, and people using his technology to further the advancement of paranormal investigation.
Well, he was also an environmentalist too, which is one of the reasons why he came up with that tower.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tower is to better mankind. That was his main goal.
Yeah.
That's what he always wanted to do. He actually never really made much money off of any of his inventions. He gave a lot of money and stuff away free, from what I understand. And he was a recluse. He just stuck to himself. Like, he wasn't trying to change... Like, it felt like he wasn't trying to change history other than what would already come. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he had come up with the conclusion, if he is a time traveler, like I said, we're very scientific here, so I'm not saying he actually is, I'm just saying theoretically. If he was a time traveler... and saw some sort of, this is how this happened. And then he went back and saw, okay, well, this is where it started. And then went back even further and like, okay, this is what happened here. This is the start of it. Maybe he was trying to speed something up to fix something else that happened in his timeline. But knowingly, he would be able to better mankind for everybody else, but not himself. But he didn't want to take chances of altering timelines by, say, having kids that are out of place. That could, just in case... cause a rip in time and space.
And he never did have kids, did he?
No, at least not that have been documented. I don't know. Apparently, he died a virgin. I mean, he was a really weird dude, but he was very, very intelligent.
What do you think he would be without Nikola Tesla?
It's a tough one. Probably where we are today, with a little bit minor changes. I think Edison would have still come up with a way to make money off of electricity. It might have been later. It might have been his family, or you know, later on generations in his family.
I feel like Edison is like the precursor to FPNL, almost in a way, kind
of. Sort of. I mean, Edison was a shady dude. So I mean, Alexander Graham Bell was kind of the same way too. Like, you know, because you know how like there's Bell South, there used to be Bell South, I don't think they exist anymore, but there's Bell South and Bell East and all these, they had to cut them up because
yeah.
they were a monopoly over phone companies and stuff like that, so yeah. Edison was the same way, like I'm sure, but Edison was smart enough not to be like, oh, well, I'm just one business, he would find patents and things, that's how he'd make his money, is off of random patents, so he would literally pay people to invent stuff all day, sitting in their workshops, and then he'd just take it, give them like a raise or a bonus, and then get the patent for it and start selling it for his own to build his wealth.
Yeah.
That's how Edison built his legacy. I'm not saying he didn't actually invent anything, but the dude was a con artist. That you don't ever see. Like, we were taught in school that he's this amazing genius, you know, that revolutionized the world. Well, he did for capitalism, but for overall things like what Tesla went through, We could have had better stuff. We could have had a better understanding in things like paranormal if Tesla was still doing his stuff. Because Tesla would try to find solutions to every problem he could think of. That's what Tesla did. Because he was a recluse and had nothing better to do but, hey, I'm going to come up with some cool stuff.
He has over 300 patents, too.
Of his own?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Not co-signed or owned by Tesla? Or Edison?
No.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. But he died poor. You understand, he died poor. He didn't die, and he died alone, other than his pigeons.
Almost sounds like Edgar Allan Poe, in a way.
Sort of,
but different.
Edgar Allan Poe is a little bit more of a dark, twisted soul, though.
Yeah.
He had some skeletons in his closet. Some of them were family, so. Yeah. I couldn't really find too much on him, other than the weird death ray and, like, the weird technology that he was trying to talk to the dead and stuff. Which is weird, because Edison also had... supposedly a way to talk to the dead, which is also strange. He created a box that was just like, you know, it was designed to talk to the dead. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. Didn't function. It makes me wonder if it's true about Tesla. Maybe Edison took that from him too, but Tesla didn't tell him how it worked properly, and maybe that wasn't to talk to the dead. Maybe it was to talk to his timeline.
Maybe.
I mean, if time is nonlinear, who's to say otherwise?
Maybe he made it just so Edison would take it and be like, what do you do with this? How do I figure it out? He's like, I don't know, you're on your own. I'm going to take it. Okay, here, figure it out.
Well, I consider Tesla to kind of be paranormal because still, to this day, a lot about him is, well, not normal and not explainable. So it does fit in that realm, but what I was looking for was to see, like, oh, he created some sort of machine that, you know, like in the, what is that movie? The movie is with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale. They're magicians. David Bowie actually plays Nikola Tesla in it.
The Prestige.
Yes, The Prestige. There we go. And he creates this machine that clones people.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't find anything. Like I said, it was kind of like nil. There was...
I mean, not really. I didn't really find much about any paranormal aspect, but I know that he... predicted an organization that would oversee the water supply.
He predicted a lot of stuff, supposedly. That's the weird thing about him that makes me think he's...
Which was the EPA.
The APA. Yeah. They're supposed to be environmental protection, but yeah. They're about to be null and void, too, because of other things that we won't go into. But I think the weird thing is when it came up with paranormal things, most of the stuff about Tesla was kind of like lore and fictitious as far as the paranormal stuff, but in a weird... He himself and his inventions are very borderline paranormal because, once again, we can't explain everything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
We can't prove everything he's done, but there's proof that he was able to. We just don't know how. So he's very strange, very eccentric. So yeah, I'd say he's paranormal. Until we know exactly, like absolutely everything about Nikola Tesla, we really don't have much on him other than what's there. And that's the cool thing about him. He's a very mystic being. I mean, he could have even been an alien. Who knows?
Definitely in the realms of somebody that was way above his time for the amount of work that he did.
I mean, yeah, realistically, I think he was just too smart and way ahead of his time. And that probably is what led to him feeling alone and, you know.
Yeah.
You can't really have, like, a really good relationship if you can't talk to somebody, have them understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, didn't find much, so... We did do the research on it. We did, you know. If you guys have some other stuff, we would love to hear from you. So I guess the next topic, what would the next topic be? What would you guys like to do?
Let's do Area 51, man.
Area 51. I'll let you lead the charge on that because you said you found some decent stuff on it.
So Area 51 is actually located in Nevada. It covers over 400 miles. It was actually officially declassified in August of 2013. Released by the CIA.
Yeah, which was like that's five, really, isn't it?
Which was 5 years ago. Years ago.
But we've known about it since pretty much it started being there.
Yeah, and it was created in 1955, codename...
They founded it in 1942.
Oh, 1942.
And then...
That's when... You're right about the 55 thing. That's when they actually went to it.
Yeah.
Also, there was it was given a nickname to like make it sound nicer to when they were trying to get people to come work there. It was like Paradise something, and I can't remember what the other word was, but it was
Indian Springs Air Force Base, Homey Airport,
but there was like another term that they came up with to make it sound all pretty and fancy.
Oh.
was like, it might have been Paradise Springs or something like that.
I think it was Paradise Springs.
Yeah,
it was. Right. Was Paradise Springs.
Which is weird that a place that supposedly doesn't exist had a name before having a name.
It's also home to a lot of nuclear fallout, too.
Oh, the Nevada area, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of nuclear fallout. It was the ground testing for nuclear weapons back in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Or the 50s and 60s. Especially with the Cold War with Russia.
Yeah. I mean, they would have tested 30s and 40s. They would have tested it. That's where the whole Indiana Jones thing that people laugh at, but I find entertaining, with the lead-lined refrigerator when he gets blown up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's at Area 51, but it's in the same general area.
Maybe.
No, I think I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it says it's somewhere in Nevada. I don't think they say where they don't say what the base is called, so it could be Area 51.
Well, it is definitely an Air Force base, but.
Yeah.
It's
experimental aircraft.
Like, experimental aircraft. Like the U-2 spy plane.
That was the first major product to come out of there.
The Lockhart U-2. Oh man.
Not the crappy band from Ireland. I love Ireland, but I don't like the band.
No, it was actually called the Lockheed U-2.
Paradise Ranch.
Paradise Ranch. That's okay. They're still building onto it too. They're still adding but. As far as the paranormal goes, everything ties. There's one that ties into that whole inner world theory that goes back to Admiral Byrd. There's one that ties into... Well, basically, not one. There's thousands that tie into aliens and conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's even one that they believe that's where the moon landing was faked and recorded by Stanley Kubrick.
It was
in the hangars of Area 51. Very weird place. There's snipers posted around. There's cameras posted at every angle.
Well, yeah.
If you get anywhere close to that fence, they'll come out after you.
Yep.
If you try to take the back ways, they'll give you warning shots and stuff. Make sure that you know that they're there.
I don't even think they give a warning shot.
No, they do because they know you're civilian. They're not going to just kill you. You're not trespassing yet. That's the whole point. They want you to know they're there because they know if you know they're there, you're not going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not to mention that around the whole facility, there's like... motion sensors and pressure sensors.
Supposedly embedded in the road, there are sensors that go off when your car goes over them.
And to think if it actually does have a underground facility.
Oh, I'm sure it does. It's Nevada.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Just like in Independence Day, they went underground.
Yeah.
Did they? I don't remember that. So, I mean, what's your take on Area 51? Do you believe that aliens are being housed there? Or do you believe the other theory that the Roswell crash was... not aliens, but mutated midgets from, like, another country? Making that up. It's a real belief. People believe that mutated midgets were flying this experimental aircraft. I'm just going on stuff I found in research, you know? Like, there's a lot of crazy. I'm here to debunk the crazy. I just like to bring it up.
Aliens are much more likely.
Yeah, that's funny, because aliens are much more likely than mutated midgets. I mean, Ninja Turtles are much more likely than mutated midgets.
When you say mutated midgets, I just picture
real life
dwarfs with radioactive issues. I just picture midgets that have been exposed to so much radiation that they're eventually.
We should probably
mutated.
Not keep saying midgets. That's not the
dwarfs. I'm sorry.
They prefer short
dwarfs. People. Actually, dwarfs are a totally different thing.
They prefer the term little people.
Do they really? Is that a thing? Okay.
We apologize if we offended anybody.
Yeah, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Yeah, no.
Not very sure on what the proper term is. I mean, like, I don't like being called white male, but...
Who called you that?
Lots of people. When you get described... When I get described, it's like the white one with the long blonde hair. Like, oh. Thank God at work there's two of us with the exact same name and description.
Oh, wow. You should be like, my twin? Yeah, I'll go get him.
No, it's funny because people think we're always joking around about that at work. They're like, are you just wearing his name tag? Like, no, his name's actually Matt. He's got long blonde hair. You guys are just wearing each other's name tag. They're like, no, it's what it is. Area 51, though, I think there is a lot of experimentation going on.
Mm-hmm.
There are claims from people that supposedly work there that have backwards engineered alien crafts to figure out how they worked. There's some that might be credible, but realistically, what do you think? Do you think aliens are there? Do you think they've been there?
I think it's a possibility, but I mean, it's really hard to say. With the amount of, I'll give it to you this way: with the amount of secrecy that has been invested into a place like Area 51, it would not surprise me.
Well, you got to understand, like, it's not even the secrecy; it's the shady way our governments run. Even today, we're dealing politically with some weird stuff that shouldn't be happening. That's happening.
And not to mention the MIB.
supposedly is a real group, which we should also talk about. The Men in Black is actually... I thought that was just a movie until I started doing research. Like, I thought that was just something they made up. It's they're real, supposedly. It's haunted in here.
It's spooky. It's just a cat.
Yeah, it's just a cat. A ghost cat from Alien Area 51.
Guys, it's Spooktober.
Spooked. Yeah, well, we gotta do some more things on, like, some crazy, creepy stuff coming up. We can't just be like...
Yeah, especially around October.
It's near Halloween, man. We got our special, hopefully, coming up with the Ouija board. We gotta figure out how to get the Ouija board.
We gotta figure out how to make one.
No, we're not gonna make... I don't want it to look cheap and cheesy. Unless we're gonna do the Stranger Things one. Maybe that should be the special. Us just debunking all different sorts of Ouija boards. We can't do it in the swamp area we wanted to, because the park's closed. Even though that'd be like the perfect location. The middle of a swamp on a deck placebo. Not a placebo.
Yeah,
a gazebo. What? I'm sorry. A gazebo.
I'm pretty sure that's in some kind of atom or something.
They told me there was a deck there, so I just believed it. It's not really there, but I feel like it is. That's right. I just cracked a joke about a placebo. So there's some stuff coming up for that with the Ouija board thing, but we're going to get more spooky with stuff. This week was just kind of like...
We're also going to have a special guest. Just want to give a shout out to her. Her name's Kelly.
First time hearing it.
No.
It's the first time hearing you lying to me. There's no Yoko Ono's on our show. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm sure she's a lovely person. And she'll be on here eventually. We're going to have some... We're going to try to get some guests. I think it'd be fun to have people come on and tell their stories of paranormal. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing, like, the paranormal story of the week, which I keep forgetting to do every week, we should just see if we can get guests or friends that have had paranormal experiences and have them talk about them.
Kelly would be one of those persons, too.
Nobody's really answered, like, what do you think's going on in Area 51?
I mean, I think it's a top-secret facility that goes through, like, Air Force, like, air jets. Like, for example... What, air jets? Yeah.
You think it has nothing to do with alien cover-ups, or...
Okay, well, here's the thing. The F-17A Nighthawk, actually, Nighthawk, it was development of RAM, Radar Absorbing Materials. RAM itself is not classified, but its composition is highly sought after for its tight-lipped secrecy.
Yep, because it absorbs the radar waves, instead of bouncing it back, they just disappear. They go right through it. Like, basically absorbs and then spits them out the other side.
Exactly.
It's basically, it's camouflage without camouflage. Yeah. They are, however, and wait till it starts hitting planes. They are, in some countries, I want to say, I'm not 100% sure, but, like, some people in Japan, they have created this blanket of material. Like, you know in Harry Potter...
Oh, yeah, like an invisibility cloak.
The invisibility cloak? Somebody's pretty much created that. It, like, reflects everything around you, but it does it in a way that you can't see if somebody's standing right in front of you, unless you're, like, real close to it. Because if you're in the woods, it's just, like, literally reflecting everything around you. So it just looks like more woods. Like, it just looks like that area. So the predator, basically. Like, you have to look to see the shape.
And as you're describing that, the thing that comes to my mind is Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
I haven't played that one.
You like go invisible.
I was thinking more Crisis.
Crisis
will end up. Yeah, we'll eventually have that technology. That's the scary part. There'll eventually be that technology.
We also have a
material that it's too small for. It's too hard to work with yet to make like bigger, but it stops time. It stops time somehow. It slightly stops time. Now I'm not talking about like you cover it and then it stops time like that, but it will stop time for like. Milliseconds or seconds, but they think if they can keep working with it, they can figure out how to stop time. They want to use it with like space travel and stuff, with the M drives and all that stuff. They want to see if a ship that it'll pretty much spread out and stop time around us, so we don't age. I guess in space you age quicker or some weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah, because you travel, you don't really travel fast, even though you are traveling fast.
Space itself is paranormal. We know nothing really. We know a lot, but we don't know anything. What do you think, Chris? What do you think about Area 51?
I'm sure they have stuff there.
Like what?
Like, you know...
Do you believe they faked the moon landing?
No, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No,
I mean, Stanley Kubrick would be the man at the time to do it. Make it look believable.
No, I believe there probably is, like, some type of something there. Because how else would
aliens?
We come up with aliens?
I will say this. There's obviously some kind of spacecraft that they have in order to come up with that technology for the F-117.
I'm sure there's a lot. Yeah. I'm sure there's a ton of weird things going on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you gotta remember, man. Like, you had things that even if it's not alienistic, you have people that have invented stuff that have been silenced and taken away from. There was this all-terrain vehicle that went like 115 miles. It was pretty much a tank. But at the time, this was like the 40s or something. Like, this is way before speed was like an actual thing for vehicles. The military, the army, denounced, or, you know, they defunded the project because they felt it went too fast. But it is. It's a real thing. And then you've had people that invented a car that ran, and this is in wherever the first World Fair was in New York, whatever it was. Supposedly, somebody had brought this car that ran on hydrogen that could turn on a dime and, you know, ran perfectly fine. And the government supposedly confiscated this vehicle, and then the dude died. The dude died, and all his stuff went missing.
Yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
I bet you all that kind of stuff, and this happens all the time. If you're doing something, you come up with something crazy, and you refuse to work with the government, they'll take it from you. They don't want you to have that. Just like when people are trying to build their own rockets, you know, like the rocket cowboy or whatever, who's building a rocket. Like, the government's not going to let you do that.
It's all about control.
It is. Well, they don't want you to have technology that's more advanced than what they have. It's always been that way. With weapons, with anything. It's always been that way. What if that's the case? What if, like, have you ever seen Warehouse? The thing is, Warehouse 13?
Yes.
One of the, a really cool show.
Yep. Yeah, it's a spinoff of Doctor Who.
No, it's not. Is it?
Oh.
No, it's an American show. It's a spinoff of The Lost Room. Which is a miniseries on
something. I'm thinking of Torchwood.
No. But in the show, there was these agents that, well, generally they were put there because they were being punished, but they were sent out to get these like weird artifacts. So each week would be a different artifact that somebody invented or that was mystical or magical, and they had to bring it back to this warehouse.
Oh, so the place where Indiana Jones took all of his stuff.
Pretty much. I felt that because I think that movie came out after that show, and I was like, this is where Warehouse 13 is, because you know the Ark of the Covenant's in there and all that stuff. That was pretty cool. I liked Crystal Skulls. So we should do one on the Crystal Skulls too. That's another topic we could do coming up. Which makes me wonder, like, maybe Area 51 has a hold of some of that stuff. Maybe those artifacts and things are there. Maybe that's where they take them and hold them.
Probably have one.
One, not the Crystal Skull. I'm not saying the Crystal Skull itself, but
they probably have some kind of artifact.
Well, think about it. Where do they send all that technology that they confiscate from people? They got to take it somewhere. They got to test it somewhere. What better way to do it in the middle of a desert?
And now, you also have to take into account that Area 51 was only disclosed like 5 years ago.
Well,
there's got to be something else.
We know it was there. We always referred to it as Area 51. But nobody ever really knew until 2013 that it was actually called that and blah, blah, blah. It was actually I think it was 1998 was the first report that was sent out. It was all redacted. So it would basically be like, big black line, the words and the big black line, big black, because you know that's what they do with redacting. They just have somebody go through it with a Sharpie, basically, and make sure you can't read it from any angle. That same report got re-released in 2013. It got re-released in 2013, but it was unredacted. So we were able to see what it said. And yeah, that's the first. I think that was the first official time it was referred to by the government as Area 51.
It was officially declassified.
Well, it wasn't declassified, because if it was declassified, we'd be able to know what was in it.
Not necessarily.
That's usually what declassification means. It means there's no reason for it to be secret. It's supposed to be transparent.
I guess it's still secret now. It's just declassified, meaning that they just released the name of it.
Because none of those documents really said what was in it, other than experimental aircraft.
Well, they're not going to tell you everything anyway, since the government.
Well, yeah, but okay. The whole point of it being declassified is that they are supposed to give that information to the citizens, because we are technically their source of income. That's the whole. Yeah, they're supposed to be working for us. We have the right to know, kind of thing. We're supposed to be transparent government. We know that's not true. Area 51, however, I don't think we'll ever find out what's in Area 51 unless one of us works there And even then, after this show, neither of us, none of us will be hired there because they'll find us doing background checks.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go, you're talking about, you would tell, wouldn't you? You would tell somebody it was an Area 51, you know.
I mean, because the majority, well, not the majority, but Area 51 was strictly for clandestine reconnaissance aircraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was for that and then dropping nukes.
Yeah. And that too, I mean.
I mean, because you're talking about, and it's not the only one that they've done that at. It's weird. They built American neighborhoods. This is a weird thing. Why would you build an American neighborhoods, right? And then blow them up to see what would happen. Like, wouldn't you want to build the ones that you're supposed to be bombing? Like, seems like that'd be more, you would want to know their terrain, not use ours. So it's kind of like a, I don't know. And a lot of people do think that, like, Area 51 is, you know, preparing for something like that, like if America does revolt against its handlers.
One of the aircraft that they were working on over there was called the Lockheed A-12, and it was a reconnaissance aircraft built for the CIA by Lockheed Skunk Works, based on the designs of Clarence Kelly Johnson.
Is this the high altitude one that we sent over the USSR and stuff during the Cold War?
Yeah, that was another.
That might have been the U-2.
The U-2 was shot down. The U-2 was different than the.
One of them was used for high altitude, and they used it because when they did all that, they had blocked out radio waves.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the only way to get reconnaissance was like at a certain
altitude. That was the F-117A Nighthawk.
Oh, that doesn't sound like the name I came across, but yeah.
Because
it's one of those.
What was I talking about? Skunk Works Kelly Johnson, or Clarence Kelly Johnson. The aircraft was actually designed, redesignated as A-12. The 12th in a series of internal design efforts for Project Archangel, the aircraft's internal code name.
Well, most airplanes are like that, because I think it was like the MiG something, now we're on like MiG 29 or something like that. We're like,
we're past MiG 29.
Are we really?
And all the paperwork that they had as far as
MiGs
are
Russian.
All the
I know that, but I'm saying it's the same. We name planes the same way. It's in succession with that, because that's the, okay. What they'll do is like, this is A B. This is A model, B model, C model. These B and C did not work. So A, you know, like the FA-18 Hornet. It was probably the 18th of a series. And why we still don't use those as much as, because they're trying to build these new planes.
Well,
and
they have the Raptor now.
Raptor's been around for a while, right? That's the one that's got like that.
Well, it hasn't been around nearly
as
long
since like the 60s or 70s.
The Lockhart Raptor.
I think you're thinking of something else, dude. Because the Raptor is that one.
As I say, interesting fact, the Lockhart A-12, its top speed is over 2,000 miles an hour. It's like a Mach 3.
Yes.
And its first flight was on April 26th of 1962. But Project Havblue...
Oh, first flight, it's 1997 with yours. What am I thinking? I'm thinking of that green one that we used that was like a really beastly plane. It was green. They used it in, like, the 60s. It had, like, they would put the shark's teeth on it because it looked
The A-10.
That was the A-10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about the A-10 Warthog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Warthog. There we go. The Warthog. That was a beastly scary plane, dude. If I'd seen that coming up, I'd be like, run the other way.
You'd nope it the other way.
Yeah. You wouldn't make it that far. But there's another one that they're working on currently that... Just it sucks compared to like the F-18 Hornet, and probably even, you know, that the Raptor. It's not as good as they said it was, and we just dumped like trillions of dollars into this plane, and we have a bunch of them, and they're not even as good as the older planes we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's really messed up. But this is where these planes and stuff get designed and created, is places like Area 51. Now, as far as aliens go, do I believe aliens? I believe the technology comes from somewhere. I don't know if it's like something we've had, like I said, you know, my beliefs somewhat that I think it's possible that we're way older of a species and we've been here before kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What's to say we're not digging this stuff up in a Nevada desert? Like, okay, well, we're going to put that in this plane.
That's where we're stashing it, and the government's just keeping it for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's like I said, that's when...
how that works.
Well, no, think about it. When you invent something and the government comes and seizes it...
Oh, yeah. You know, they want control.
Yeah, but where do you think they're putting them? Probably Area 51. Why do you think it keeps getting bigger? Because people are constantly inventing stuff. I mean... who knows? I mean, George Washington Carver could have created a bomb that's bigger than an atom bomb that uses peanut butter. We don't know.
Yeah, that would be at Area 51.
It would be at Area 51.
And Warehouse 13.
I don't know. Is Warehouse 13 in Area... because I thought Warehouse 13 was just like... it is in a desert. They never really say where it's at. Good show. Go check it out. It's only like 3 or 4 seasons, I think. But I don't necessarily believe that aliens are there. I don't think aliens would be smart enough to get caught alive.
That's why they thought the one died in Roswell.
There was a really crazy video that supposedly came out of Area 51 that showed an alien there that's like, I'm here to warn you. He's like, I'm not technically from outer space, I'm from the future of your existence, and I'm here to warn you that things are going wrong. I don't think it's real, but whoever did the CGI for that, it's a low budget thing, whoever did the CGI work for that shit, ooh, they deserve a film career, because I was like sitting there on the edge of my seat like, what's this alien gonna say next? And then something happens and he scrambles around and then just disappears, and then you've got like people looking for him, but it's supposedly a video that leaked from like Area 51 or something like that. Mm. Or a facility like that. I think that would be where they would take something like that. You gotta remember, out there there's no communication other than what we've got linked up. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't... They fly people from other parts of Nevada in there every day with it's like this fast aircraft under the code name, I believe it's called Janet. It's semi declassified, which means people have seen it, so they're like, oh, it's an aircraft that transports workers, but they haven't said like what kind of aircraft it is. It's just code name Janet, I believe what it is. Mm-hmm. And people can see that early in the morning. It comes in and goes and comes back, and like it drops them off. It's really early in the morning, but it comes out of a certain airport in Nevada. And that's how people kind of know it exists.
There's a, the Lockhart U2 was nicknamed the Dragon Lady.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a pretty cool nickname.
And it's an American single jet engine, ultra high altitude reconnaissance aircraft, operated by the United States Air Force and previously flown by the CIA. It provides day and night, high altitude, all weather intelligence gathering.
There's so much to cover about Area 51. I mean, this is pretty much the facts we come... this is what we do here. Yeah, we talk about paranormal stuff. We give kind of our opinions on possibilities and things. But we do like to bring you the facts. That's what we're doing here. We're bringing you the facts. These are aircrafts that exist. They're aircrafts that are made there. We don't know how we've come up with that technology, but yeah. So, we didn't jump off of paranormal here. We went from paranormal to research to what we normally do scientifically. This is what we normally do. And we do this for any investigation. If a haunting occurs, we try to find out how. We do it through what? Research. Area 51, however, is a huge... there's so much to cover on Area 51. You could do like a whole special on it. And that would be basically going through like the conspiracy theories, the debunking of those theories. And you'll never be able to cover it all. That's the crazy thing about Area 51. The place is so... like so mysterious that you will never figure out the truth of it. Unless you work there or you're higher up in the government. I do believe even the American president has to get clearance before going to visit. Like, he has to be like, yep, I want to come see what's going on. He can't just show up.
Yeah.
They'll turn him away. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what, you know, because that follows the mysticism of Area 51. It's like, mm-hmm, oh, well, even the president doesn't know exactly what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. And I think Obama's kind of cracked jokes about that. He's like, I don't even know what's going on in there. He's like, like, I mean, might not have been a great president, but I love the dude's sense of humor. And he's a super nerd, which makes him even cooler. But Area 51, you can't really say debunked. You can't really say it's not. You have no clue. Yeah. There could be a family of aliens listening to our show. Mm-hmm. Right, you know? Like, and they could be using technology that they're listening to us live, and we wouldn't even know it. So, we're Area 51. Let's just listen to it now.
It's the Lockhart F-117 Nighthawk.
That's the Dodge Bomber, or the Dive Bomber. What is it called?
That's a stealth bomber.
Yeah, but it's the bomber, right?
Stealth bomber, yes.
Yeah, thought they called it the dive bomber or something like that. Huh. That's a cool plane, but it's also not as like good as they, because it's visible, but it's visible if it's flying normally. To stay invisible, it has to turn at like an angle, so it flattens out, mm-hmm. which is still cool. It's still a cool ship. I don't know if the Blackbird was created at Area 51, but the Blackbird's a real thing. Yes. The one that the X-Men fly. Everybody thinks that's a fictitious plane.
Oh, no, I have a model of it.
Yeah, they do exist. We don't use them anymore, but they do exist. What is the Harrier jet? I don't know why we don't use the Harrier jets anymore.
We still use them. I don't know if they actually use them for, like, combat, but I know they still use
Which is weird, because you could literally, like, land anyway. You didn't need a runway. It was the first plane to not use a runway. Because you could just hover above something and just turn it. Well, actually, I think the Blackbird did that, too, though.
It might have.
I know the X-Men it does, but we gotta remember it's X-Men. So
yeah, I don't think the actual one did.
But
that.
The Harrier jet, I know Harrier for a fact, because that the turbine engines would like the jet engines would like turn, yeah. And then you could land it softly, mm-hmm. like a helicopter. Mm-hmm. You could take off from anywhere, go from anywhere, so they could hide them in like jungles and stuff with clearings, and just be like, all right, let's get them out there. I guess once again, the only thing that comes up with paranormal that's provable is that it is weird and beyond the normal. Was it the Blackbird jet?
Blackbird.
Yeah, that's a cool plane. That's my favorite. That's like my favorite aircraft, dude.
It's nice.
And the Harrier jet's probably the second, because dude, the Harrier jet's so like awesome and futuristic.
I love the Harrier jets.
Could the Warthog take off vertically?
No.
No, that's just the standard.
Okay. So it is just so the Harrier jets, which is weird because the Harrier jet seems like it'd be like the superior. Like, why would you use that technology but make it faster?
Maybe they are working on something.
I'm not sure.
Maybe it's Area 51. We wouldn't know. I mean, one of my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger moments is that whole scene with where he's flying the Harrier jet and True Lies. Mm. We're just like, oh, this is so cool.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. I didn't even do my Arnold. I tried to, but it didn't come out right. So Area 51 is still paranormal in my... In the...
You know what the price of a Warthog goes for?
I'm going to say about, like, $23
billion. $18.8 million.
Oh, that's way cheaper than I thought. I'm getting me a Warthog when I get rich. Like, who wants to go to Italy?
I can't imagine the oil change on a jet.
Oh, no, man. I'd just be like, I'd be like, hey, Elon Musk, hey, you want to come over and make my jet electric? Come on, man. You know, you want to do it. And that's funny because they trying to get Elon Musk to be part of the government, you know, as like an overseer of things, and he quit. He's like, done.
Probably would have got murdered. We never heard from him.
No, he wouldn't have gotten murdered. That dude's too smart. Now they're giving him crap for what he did on the Joe Rogan show, which
oh
is
my God.
Like, you know, they're like, oh, stocks fell. He's gonna ruin his life. Like, the dude's got more money than we could ever have. He created PayPal. And then he got bored and was like, I'm just going to invent a bunch of cool stuff and name it after a guy that invented a bunch of cool stuff. Throwback to Tesla.
Didn't he want, like, a flying flamethrower or something?
No, he created a civilian flamethrower that you could purchase. I don't know if it was real, but, I mean, like, supposedly you could buy a flamethrower from him. And he created it. And it was, like, cheap. It was affordable. Patrick's over here looking up the flamethrower, like... Wonder how much one of the flamethrowers are going for. Tesla.
You know what? I'm actually doing that right now.
They have some of the...
$325.
That sounds reasonable for a flamethrower, man. You know?
Yeah, but first of all, I'm pretty sure it's... Well, I don't know.
There's videos of it working. It does work.
I get that. I'm saying...
There's videos of him using it, like, ha, ha, ha,
like, how are you going to defend yourself? What excuse are you going to, like, come up with? I'm trying to figure out how you would use that in a self-defense case.
Let's see. Fire burns. People are flammable.
Obviously. No. What are you... Obviously you classify it as a deadly weapon, right?
Yeah, there it is. Realistically, I'd use it... I would... If I had a flamethrower, I'd be using it for like growing purposes. Like if I had to clear out a field of dead stuff to grow something else, I would burn it down. It'd be the easiest way to get rid of it. Best way to do that, the funnest way to do it,
flamethrower.
Walk through there like, I can see you. Like, you know, like you're hunting the predator but with a flamethrower.
I'm just trying to imagine somebody defending their home with a flamethrower.
I don't know. I don't think you could. I mean, like, You can't really defend your home with a flamethrower if you're inside, especially.
You can booby trap it.
I was thinking that you could put it at the front door with the camera. Like, who's there?
Well, in the state of Florida, that's different. There are actually certain laws that you can get in trouble for.
Yeah, there's different laws for everything.
Yeah.
But, Elon Musk, he took on Tesla's thing. But government, I don't think the government likes Elon Musk very much either.
Probably not.
The government doesn't like anybody that much.
Well, they tried to make his car illegal, did they not? They tried to make solar power illegal when he came up with that new battery.
Well, not to mention his car that's flying around in space.
Whatever doesn't benefit the government,
they try to control. It's not like the car's flying. He just flew a car into space.
He flew a car in space, but they didn't like that either.
And there's a Hitchhiker's Guide reference on it, too, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And I think a Doctor Who one as well.
More than likely.
I want to know what references he sent up. If there's a Red Dwarf one, I'd lose my shit. Like, yeah! I think Elon Musk, like, if they wanted to mess with Elon Musk is like one bad day away from becoming a super villain. He is Lex Luthor in real life, but not bad yet, you know? That's what we kind of went off on a tangent. We kind of came back to the... It wasn't a tangent. We were talking about advancements, and then, like, it was something about, like... You asked if he had made a... You were saying he made a flying flamethrower.
I thought he did.
No, unless he made one that's on a drone. That would be pretty cool.
Somebody did that.
That's crazy.
They also made a drone that fires a gun.
Yeah, the government's been using that for a while. They have ones that fire missiles, dude.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm pretty sure all that stuff's probably made out in Area 51. Yeah, it is. You can buy them. You can purchase them. It's fine.
The XM42 Molecular Module Flamethrower is the first fully handheld grab-and-go flamethrower on the market.
Look how they...
It's on the market, too.
It's a legal flamethrower. You can own it.
$1,000.
The Elon Musk one?
I don't know if it's an Elon Musk.
No, you said the Elon Musk one was like $325. That's a way more affordable flamethrower.
Yeah, I mean, still even
the one the grab and go one, the one you're saying sounds more like Guardians of the Galaxy and Flash Heatwaves.
Yeah,
gun.
That's what it looks like.
Oh yeah, it's got its own tank and everything. Yeah. The one Elon Musk creates, it comes with a pack.
Yeah.
But it's cheap, it's affordable, and it's perfectly legal.
The only thing it's missing is the, like, glow tank for the,
Because you're much slower with a flamethrower than you are. I mean, like, realistically, if you try to go on a rampage with a flamethrower, you're going to get put down really quickly. So Elon Musk is one step away from being an evil genius. Area 51. It's crazy because he could have been very close, and I don't know if he hasn't, because he was working for the government. Hmm. When Trump took office, he was one of the cabinet members for Trump for some sort of normal position.
Hmm.
It wasn't like anything, but that could have been a cover. I mean, he could have been like Area 51, but like, yes, today we create a legal flamethrower for the masses at 325. It's a steal. But yeah, Area 51, it's paranormal in the aspect that we don't know what's going on. We can explain the weird stuff that happens around it. Mm-hmm. There's always weird sightings and stuff around there. People go out there and they'll hang out in camp in the desert and just watch over Area 51 and they'll see lights and stuff all over the time. You don't have to. It's legal. You don't have to hide it. It's a legal flamethrower, folks.
Yep.
Jeez.
Pretty sure that it's not regulated either.
I don't know if it's even real. I feel like that was like an April Fool's joke of his that people bought into. I don't know if it actually does exist.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's Elon Musk. Probably does exist. But, so there's that. And then Area 51 is still weird. We still won't know what's going on there. I mean...
Yeah.
One day, maybe.
No, there's not one day. They'll never declassify that completely. Unless something happens and a revolution occurs, you will never see what's in Area 51. Because I can tell you what, there'll be a group of people during a revolution that will go straight for Area 51 first. They'll be like, we got to find out what's in there.
A national security, they're not going to tell you anything.
They're gonna find a Warehouse 13 type deal, and there's going to be like books that like... shoot out gas for no reason, books that suck your face in the Army of Darkness.
Would you put it in the same category as the library that the Pope goes to?
That's actually a good question.
I think
there's actually more secrecy in the Vatican Library than there is, because we have no idea what's in there.
Well, yeah, we never.
And you do not get to go in there unless you're like upper. And then same thing with the Area 51, but we have no idea. I mean, like, and that's the thing. Governments are one thing, they come and go. Religion seems to stay. So there's things in there that can completely change the world in a religious aspect that they're not showing us, that we're not, you know, privy to.
Mm-hmm.
Area 51 is the same thing with weapons and technology. I mean, they could have a computer that's like, that somebody could have invented a very cheap but amazing gaming computer. Like, they could play any game in the highest, like 4K was possible way before, but, you know, the government's like, nah. You can run off of like, it's like a T1 or T3 connection. You didn't even have, you just use normal Wi-Fi. Somebody's created this, and the government's just like, no, and it's just sitting there.
Not
it's in the break room. They're just playing it. They're like, who wants to play The Witcher 1? It still won't run, dude. Oh. Is Area 51?
Crisis 1 as well.
Is Area 51 real? I bet you they have that suit there. Area 51 might have a suit like that. That's the crazy part. Is Area 51 real? Yeah, we know it's real. Is the aliens real? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Do you believe in aliens, Christian?
I believe that there are something out there for sure. I mean, because
I just hope it's not another version of us. Because
I mean, after
God,
all,
that would suck.
We live in a huge galaxy that we don't know a crap ton about.
It's true. I mean, we know a ton, just not a crap ton. I mean, we got diamond planets and stuff that we're picking up. That's weird.
Yeah, and we've found planets that match our planet too.
Yeah, they're what are they called? They're called like ectoplanets or something like that.
I don't remember.
Do you guys know the latest conspiracy about Mars?
All I know is that one of them was called Krypton.
It's a horrible name. We know what's going
to
happen to it.
How supposedly what had happened was at one point Mars was actually a
it was
inhabitable
Earth. Yeah.
Place.
That was my theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they found...
I was the one that was talking about that. I was like,
Adam and Eve?
They have running water.
Yeah, I was joking about that.
Yeah,
I was like, oh yeah, how do we know that Adam and Eve weren't just like the last survivors of Mars launched to Earth when we screwed that planet up? Now we're here, like... Two people was probably the wrong amount, but, okay.
I think two would be reasonable.
I mean, it would explain majority of intelligence.
That's true, too.
It's kind of a, you know... I mean, like, apparently the South's really strong with that, you know? But as far as that goes, like, I was kind of joking, but I mean, it's possible. What if Mars is what we were, and then we just kind of did what we're doing to this place? Like,
well, that's pretty sad.
We're like, I can just throw this bag of potato chips on the ground. Nobody's going to care. It's like, world's end and two people make it off and end up here. More people could have ended up here, if that's the thing. That's an actual theory, but I was joking about the Adam and Eve thing. I don't really believe that Adam and Eve were the only people that made it here, if that was the case.
That's a topic for...
Maybe they're living in Area 51.
Maybe. It's a possibility. Maybe
they're like immortal. We don't know. I mean, Noah was, like, what, 700 years old or something?
900.
Maybe they're vampires. Maybe.
So, you know, some people are always constantly trying to ice skate uphill.
Yep.
I guess that's it on Area 51. I mean, we don't really have much that's provable. Just stuff that we've heard, mostly conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you start off with the mermaid thing, because there's way too much for my mind to...
Mermaids.
Or did you get less research than what I had?
I probably got a little bit less, other than the fact that most of the stories of them started around 1000 BC.
And Assyria, so. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's like Syria, but with an A at the beginning of it.
Syria, so. Yeah. And the name of them I can't even read.
Yeah, I wasn't sure on that. I didn't want to butcher people's names.
For the name of the actual creature that they were based on is Kuluti.
Oh, Kulalite or something like that?
Yes. K-U-L-I-T-U.
But then I didn't know how to pronounce the goddess that became the first mermaid by... Well, not by accident. She fell in love with... It's like Escate or something like that?
Astegis.
It's Astegis?
I believe. I know it's an A.
That helps. That really helps. Because even when I looked up how to pronounce it, I was like, I don't know how to pronounce those symbols. They're... But apparently she was the first mermaid that we know about. She fell in love with a mortal man and accidentally killed him, and out of shame jumped in the water and turned into a mermaid. And then that was that legend. And then it flew into Greek. Like if you, I think it was Greece, where you had to say a passage, and usually it's the same type of deal. It's a goddess. If you said the right passage about a certain king being good and, you know, fruitful,
yeah,
it would let you pass.
Yeah.
But if you said the wrong thing and she knew you were an enemy of the area,
she'd make the storm
make the
weather
storm happen. I have to look more into this, but apparently Christianity has its own mermaid that's Irish or Scottish. Which I thought was weird because I didn't believe they had those types of beliefs in mythical creatures.
Well, I mean, most you also have dragons that are found in the Bible too. So I mean that could pretty much go in with that, with the whole mermaid thing.
Yeah.
They had dragons, mermaids.
Well, and then there's just like with the Irish belief of
like the first reported sightings of them that we have documented was 1493. But of course, it was
way before that because.
Well, documented.
Oh, documented. Well, and we have Christopher Columbus who is supposed to see them.
That's the one.
But we all know Christopher Columbus is kind of a moron from what we're finding out. So.
Yeah, but I mean, he did see lights in the Bermuda Triangle too. So.
Yeah, but once again,
really seen something.
Yeah, or he could have seen the other ships in his fleet. Like, I see lights. Those are our ships.
Or the big sea cows.
Manatees.
No, there was actually a form called sea cow.
No, okay, a manatee is known as a sea cow.
No, yes. But there was a larger one that's now extinct.
It's Atargatis.
It's a D, starts with a D.
How do you pronounce it?
Atargatis.
Atargatis?
Atargatis.
Okay, so thank you. All right. I didn't want to butcher it, and I was like, I don't want to like make people mad.
She's
that my
good at shit like that. I'm trying to take her word for it. It's probably right.
So mermaids have been around for way longer than I thought. Way they're like dragons, though, like you said. Like they're all over every single history of countries and areas. And the weird thing is they're all described the same, just like dragons are. But there's different versions of them, just like dragons.
Yep.
You've got the ones that I've known from doing research on, like, the lore and stuff, where they're, like, in certain areas, they're not good creatures. They're, like, the ghosts of the damned and the dead that have drowned or died horrifically, usually around their wedding time.
And other cultures are, like, luck and stuff like that actually bring good fortune, good
yes.
will.
Yeah. Well, it's just, like, for some reason in America, we believe leprechauns are a good luck thing. In Ireland, they're like, no, you see a leprechaun, you run the other way. Same thing with fairies. Like, we think fairies are this magical, awesome creature, and they're not. They're evil little creatures. Like the wisp in the willow, or the willow in the wisp, or whatever, that would lead you, literally, they make the voices of people that you know to get you to go, and then they get you lost in the woods, and you would die. And then there's a black dog that is in both Ireland and England and other parts of Europe.
A hellhound?
It's not a hellhound. It is, but it's not. It's like, it's not LeChuck.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, I don't remember
the
LeChuck? Actual name.
Or Shucky. No, I'm serious. Shuck, like, it's a weird name. But it's a black dog that in some places it believes that it's an evil creature that's going to hunt you down in the woods and kill you. Others believe that it helps you out of the woods that you're lost in. But as far as the mermaids, I mean, some of them are just... I don't know if I really believe the one about the baptized Irish Christian mermaid. Like, that's a little kind of weird. Hold on. Baptized mermaid! Mermaid!
Yeah, what's interesting, too, about most of the mermaids are all found south. It's like in the tropical area. Just like the manatees.
God. No, this is a horrible story. Liban? Or... Let's see, it's an old Irish, it means beauty and woman, hence Paragon of Woman. In the legend surrounding the formation, a woman turned into a mermaid who inhabited the area before the Great Lake gushed up on dry land. Her family was drowned. She survived in an underwater chamber. I guess they tried to baptize her and it killed her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as she was baptized, she died and went to heaven.
Pretty sure that's a murder.
Yeah, kind of. Sounds like it.
I'm going to baptize you. You drowned? Surprise!
Well, she's a mermaid. We have to baptize her with sand, not water. And then I guess there's some in Peru that have the same type of story. And, everybody thinks, like, Little Mermaid is the mermaid, the way mermaids are. And even if you read the actual Little Mermaid story, that's a horrible, horrible story.
Yeah.
That is terrible. It's not like the Disney thing.
Nope.
I mean, she ends up killing, like, the witch and her husband, Eric or whatever. I don't know if it's Eric in the story.
I think it's Eric.
She ends up killing people, and she's not, it was like, ugh. And it's horrible. It's a tragic story. Because it's a fairy tale. All is. That wasn't a Grimm fairy tale, was it? That was
Hans Christian Andersen? No, it wasn't a Grimm fairy tale. It was,
I think that it would be like Hans Christian Andersen. Or that amused.
Give me a second. I will look that up. Yep, Hans Christian Andersen.
Cool.
Yes. It was either him or.
But most. There's a lot of people that believe mermaids will. They're like sirens. I think.
Well, they are and they're not. Sirens is actually something completely different.
I understand that. Because what I said, they're like sirens. Some people believe they are like sirens.
Yes.
They will lure you in.
Lure you in.
And then they will basically eat your face and drag you to your death.
Yep.
Which they show in Pirates. That was cool. In Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
Yes.
It was the fourth one. They showed mermaids. And like, this is cool because this is like how I always read. Like, I would read about mermaids and be like that. And like, I've heard other stories where mermaids are nice.
Yeah, but one was nice.
Yeah, well, one was nice. But that's the whole, like, not everything's bad. Sure. Anything else on mermaids that you can think of that you wanted to talk about?
There's still sightings to this day of them.
I mean, I know about. My favorite thing with a mermaid is Destination Truth. when Josh Gates goes and looks for a mermaid, and he's like, "Oh, there's a mermaid!" and he points to like something out in the water,
it's a log.
It's like, "Josh, that's just a log." He's like, "How do you know? Have you ever seen a mermaid?" "No." "Then how do you know?" Like, he was a funny dude. He's an actual archaeologist, basically.
Yes, cool. Yes, he is.
There's still sightings to this day. I didn't see anything that was like recent, really, though.
No, yeah, it's just the reports that there's still some sightings to this day. I mean, the latest one I think that I saw was like in 2013, ironically enough.
Well, hopefully that's not okay, because there was either on the Discovery Channel. Mermaids. They're from Area 51 too. They're aliens from sea.
Oh my god.
They had this documentary on like Discovery Channel or the History Channel, and it really irked me because they made it seem real and it ended up being fake. And for the Discovery Channel to do that was like really.
That was Animal Planet.
No, it wasn't.
Yep.
No, because I wouldn't have cared about Animal
Planet.
It
was Animal Planet, yeah.
And then like they, and it's weird because they used some factual stories that supposedly did happen, but then they made it look awful because now you don't know what's fact and fiction.
Yep.
Like, the, you know, I don't know if the story is now true about what I used to hear when I was younger about the these old fishermen finding, like, these weird spears inside of a, like sticking out of a shark and a whale that had, like, these odd symbols and stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know if those are real now. They were finding them inside animals, too. They had found them, but I don't know if that's a real thing because that happened to be on the documentary. I'm like, now I just feel like I'm being naive about it. So, are mermaids, do you think mermaids are real, Christian?
I don't know if they're really mermaids like that we know them. Maybe there are something out there, because there has been some reportings of other type of things that are humanoid.
Maybe it's another.
That's true. That's what I,
especially like in the arc, like,
well, we don't even know, like, we've explored more space than we have our own sea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because we've barely been anywhere in space. As far as like the humanoid thing, that's what I was kind of thinking.
But I mean, it is possible, but I don't think
it's also possible for Megalodon to still be alive.
Yeah, and there's probably one out there.
Probably.
Wouldn't be surprised.
That's
after
a scary
all, we
thought.
Do have a giant,
I mean, look at, yeah,
and stuff.
I was about to say, look at giant,
yeah,
squids.
And we found them, the colossal squids. We did. We actually got footage of them. Now that's become a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no way to know. I'm like, maybe. And that did bother me, because there was really awesome footage on that documentary that ended up being fake, and it really made me mad, because it shows like this like humanoid like creature accidentally swimming into a submarine,
mm-hmm,
and like not knowing what it was, and just like scratching it and getting mad and taking off, and it's like, and it looked really, really real, and it wasn't, and it really got to me. I was like so mad when I found out that was fake, because I was all on this like, oh
yeah. Ironically enough, they did another one after that.
They did one on dragons too, I think. And that really bugs me that they're doing that, because they're supposed to be factual things, you know?
Yeah.
I know they did one on, like,
I think they actually have to say now that they're fake.
Yeah, because the first time I'd seen that documentary, it didn't say anywhere on there that this is, like, an act of fiction. Like,
because I know the NOAA got really mad at them for doing that.
The NOAA?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
That is the National Ocean.
National
Oceanic
Association.
Association
of
something else. Of America, there you go.
National Ocean Service.
Not
a branch of the NOAA, which is what he said.
Cool. I mean, do you believe in mermaids?
I mean, I think that mermaids are just like another classification, but maybe they're a misinterpretation. A misinterpretation of some species that we don't really understand.
That's believable. There are certain types of sharks.
Frill shark.
Is that the one that if you look at it from underneath, it looks like a female figure, kind of?
Oh, no.
Well, no, it looks like a human figure. Like, it's... Like, if you look at it from underneath...
The frill shark is known as a living fossil, literally.
No, there's another one that, like... It's a type of shark or fish that if you look at it from underneath... Like, if you were, like, swimming really deep and you looked up and saw it, it would look like a human flying... Or, you know, with fins and stuff. Like, swimming above you. But it's just the way that their skeletal structure inside their body meets the, you know...
Mm-hmm. Gives the illusion.
It gives the illusion that it's a human, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just like manatees, supposedly.
Well, just like sharks, when they think that, you know, they think we're seals when you're on a surfboard or a boogie board. It's a misinterpretation. I don't know how you get manatee and mermaid. I mean, you must have to really be desperate.
Or blind. Supposedly you're, like, really far away.
I mean, Christopher Columbus probably was blind. I mean, he did think that he landed on India when he landed in, like, Southern America.
Yeah, this is true. I guess he saw three of them, so...
He really saw one of them, and it... There's only one thing there, and it's a manatee, sir. Have you seen a mermaid? No? Then you don't know.
Like, yeah, I was the first to see it, goddammit.
Like, oh yeah?
Yeah, it was like... That was a direct quote from Christopher Columbus. Don't hate on us.
You guys saw it first. It's my
hugely, hugely my discovery.
Yeah, I mean...
Bigly, hugely. Huge, the biggest...
That's the goblin shark. The goblin shark. We didn't know that was real until recently either. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew it was real, but we didn't know it still was around. And it's creepy. Dude, it's one of the creepiest looking deep sea sharks ever. Same thing with the big mouth shark. We just recently kind of... But the weird thing is...
I keep it as a pet.
The weird thing is, though, and we actually have a problem with communication with other countries, and I think I might have talked about this before with the Greenland shark. Yeah. We need to start communicating with more stuff that we find, because they've known about that thing for hundreds of years and have been eating them, and we're like, it's a new type of shark!
Especially the blobfish.
The blobfish. It looks like that cartoon character that sticks its nose over the Killjoy or not Killjoy, Kilroy or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So neither of you believe in the whole, like, you don't think you're gonna find a mermaid like Tom Hanks did in Splash? I don't think that's happening.
Probably not that type. Maybe one that will actually eat you and kill you. But
what happens if you came across one that was like human legs and then a fish like upper body?
Well, I hope it can hold up a conversation.
Well, let's. Interesting. It'd be like
Oh.
Well, what's interesting about that? That's how some people believe the mermans are, is that they're actually except for the actual.
It is funny because in a lot of things I came across
fish.
Yeah,
they look more fishy.
And a lot of things I came across, mermen are generally considered ugly
yes.
and ogreish and don't really pay attention or care about humans.
Yes.
I'm like, it's us nerds that live in our parents' basements. Crap. I don't know. I would like to think that, like, dragons, there has to be some sort of real rhyme or reason behind why we have so many cultures with so many of the same belief. But and this is times before we even communicated with each other.
Yeah, and for how long ago, like, even stories were written about them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, 1000 BC. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I think this is one of the most coherent and best done episodes we have done, sir. I think with that being said... So far, we'll get better and better. It's like a fine wine. We grow great with age. It's not true. Some wines taste horrible with age.
Yeah.
So
wine's disgusting in general, but that's...
I guess as a last thing here, maybe we should do this like every week just to get people ready for the next show. What would you guys want us to cover on the next show?
Well, being that it is October...
Yes.
We should cover everything that's based off of October or fall.
I want to do vampires.
Vampire sounds great. Sometime in this month we should.
Phrasing.
Sometime this month, I really, really think we should cover Salem, Massachusetts, and the Salem Witch Trials.
I'm completely down with it, but I don't really consider that paranormal.
Yeah.
That's a factual thing that happened in history. That was a horrible thing that happened. It is tied to a paranormal thing. Yeah, we'll get into it. I think we'll do Salem. Salem next week. I want to go into, like...
Not you.
I want to go into possibly, maybe trying to see a little bit... It'll be added to Salem because it's around that same general area of the northern area of the eastern United States. Mm-hmm. I would love to see if, what the facts are about the legends of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go there. I bet you their Halloween parties are, like, crazy. Think about it. Would you have, like, an awesome Halloween party every year?
Absolutely.
You know what I would do? I'd have somebody... I'd, like, take kids on a tour in the woods, right? And then have somebody come down that pathway as the Headless Horseman and make the kids run towards the church and over that bridge.
That'd be very interesting.
I mean, like, I was invited to a huge party up in the swamps of Tallahassee for Halloween, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it. That's unfortunate, because it's kind of got that, like, crazy feel.
So vampires,
Salem with a little bit of Sleepy Hollow, like a sprinkle of Sleepy Hollow. I don't really know if it's. I hear it's an actual place, but I've never really been able to research to see if it's actually
there.
It's not like Hell, Michigan. Like, I know Hell, Michigan exists. I know at one time that they actually had a sign that said population 666, and it stayed that way. But I don't know if they've changed that. But there is a Hell, Michigan.
So Salem, Mass, Sleepy Hollow. What else?
Well, that would be like, well, like I said,
those are like
a sprinkle of Sleepy Hollow,
like a nub.
So
yeah,
nub.
So we got So Salem witch trials, Sleepy Hollow sprinkles,
vampires,
and damn, we chose the wrong time to do witches, didn't we?
No,
we already did witches.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't, did we?
No,
we didn't cover witches.
Well, I guess that's part of the Salem thing, though.
Yes,
I guess we could cover
I guess we can just do witches and Salem in one big thing.
We could tie that together. I think that, so we'll do like two super topics.
Could be like,
super topics.
Well, if we're gonna do vampires, we might as well do werewolves and,
Save those for later. Because vampires is a lot of things that go to it, dealing with like people like, Countess Elizabeth Bathory, or Erzsébet Bathory,
or
Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad Dragoon.
And those were actual fiction. Like, those weren't fictional characters. Those were historically accurate, real people.
Yes, because he killed a lot of people.
I think those might be some of the first like actual things you can tie a paranormal thing to.
Mm-mm.
Actual possible evidence, which is kind of crazy. So yeah, I think that would be our topics for next time. If anybody wants to hear anything else, like tonight, I think we did two topics that were given to us by other people, which is kind of cool. The Tesla one was given to me by somebody.
Oh.
And I thought somebody mentioned Area 51. I thought that's why we were doing it.
Me and you, I think, saw it.
Oh.
So we're just like, yeah, Area 51.
All right, so yeah, we will use, we will get to your, like, if we can find good stuff on them, we will get to your topics, just keep posting them. We still got some back ones we gotta catch up on. Like, supposedly the legend of a Japanese woman that came down,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the stars or whatever, and then something else that happened similar to that, which I think is kind of cool, because that reminds me of the two girls from the Mothra movies and Godzilla with Mothra. So we'll eventually get into that when we can find more stuff on it. We got more stuff coming up. We got Prepare to be Boarded. It's another show that we're working on. We got a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
going on. We got our Ouija board special eventually, hopefully soon. Kind of not looking forward to that. Anything else any of you would like to add to it?
Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/bumpofthenightparanormal. Also check out our merch shop too.
We'll have more stuff coming soon as far as designs.
We're also on Facebook as well, Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio.
Yeah, we're like the first on Google, which is kind of cool. The first thing that pops up when you look up Bump of the Night Paranormal Radio.
Getting up there.
Awesome.
Not even just that, just Bump of the Night Paranormal.
Sweet.
That's what I showed you.
Ah, see, that's even better. yeah, so lots of things happening.
Yeah, so our merch shop is a shop. shop.spreadshirt.com/bumpofthenightparanormal.
Okay, one more time, because you kind of like, you're like, spread.spreadshirt.
shop.spreadshirt.com/bumpofthenightparanormal. Of course, all these links and stuff will be in the description.
Yeah, if you guys, I feel like, I got to look into it. There was a comment we had that I want to kind of clarify from what we got from research, and it was researching different sources, that when it came to the yokai and the oni that we talked about on another show, Oni are a type of yokai, is what we got. And I know I kind of go back and look at what we said in the episode, but I did see your comment, and if I was wrong, I will correct myself, and I do apologize. Our whole job here is to do the best research we can. Sometimes it's kind of rushed and limited because we have other things we have to work on. But we will try to give you the best, most factual show we can as far as facts go. Yeah, we will have jokes. We will have stories sometimes. We will sometimes give our theories of what we think possibly could be something. And I think, you know, like I said, we'll get better and better and better. The more you guys help us out, the more things we can do for you. And I'm going to say it because they really made me mad. Our show is not possible without the contributions and viewers like you. Come at me, bro.
We thank our contributors.
Yeah, we thank everybody that's helped out and bought stuff. So please keep liking, sharing, subscribing. Keep spreading the word of Bump of the Night Paranormal. I guess with that, I'll go ahead and do the outro. With that being said, if you guys want to try to join me on three, you know which one I'm talking about before we do this. I don't want to... Are you sure?
I'm not HIV, but I'm pretty positive.
You can't... That's got to be... Yeah. Just beep that. Just long beep.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'll just do it. And then next time, we'll do it all together. We'll do it like the Ghostbusters would. So, I guess with that being said, we'll end it. Do you want to say goodbye to the people here?
Bye, everybody.
Just want to say thank you guys for enjoying us. It means a lot to us that you guys appreciate everything that we hope to just make it exciting and new every week with different topics. And as long as you guys tune in to listen, that's all we care about. Share us as often and as much as you can to get our name out there. And that's all I can say. The rest is in your hands. If you guys enjoy us,
we'll keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
So once again, please donate to the Patreon. Please buy our merch. We'll get more stuff out there. If there's a design that you have an idea for, let us know. If you're really good at designing stuff and you want to see your stuff on a t-shirt, hey, maybe we can come up with an idea for that too. With that being said, I guess I told you not to do an accent, but I feel like we're getting closer to Halloween. So, remember, if it bumps in the night, we bump back. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Nice.